I was just going to ask you, Mac. The CD for me, Sky Club, it's one of those CDs where listening to one song on its own, but just purely for the love of the song, you know, I remember that, you know, that particular track was great, whether it was Star Surfing 1962 or Mechanical World, but it does also work if you listen to it from start to finish. It kind of works, it's far more complete, really, as a whole, which I suppose goes back to your original concept of this sort of stranded traveller, you know, with his iPod. I mean, how did, was that a particularly long process, selecting the tracks that you were going to record? I mean, how did you do that? I mean, was it...
Well, it probably took us maybe 6 months to come up with the final running order, and I was always on the lookout for, first of all, songs that I liked and that I had, you know, listened to, let's say, a lot over the years. I'm a big fan of The Who, big fan of Cream, and but we used some of their kind of more obscure songs. Like, I'm not sure how many people know that The Who did Don't Let Go of the Code and the story behind that, but I also wanted songs that, you know, were melodic, and also I thought would be good for Mark's voice, and also songs that we could, you know, kind of pull apart and put back together again. So anything that kind of fit that criteria and also had the lyrical content that would move the story along, you know, those are the ones we wound up doing. And we also wanted to make sure that, you know, I know that when people first hear what the concept is, they might think the music might be kind of on the lighter edge side, but I think that you'll agree that, you know, a lot of the songs are really powerful and kind of hard driving, and we wanted to make sure we did that too. So we did have a number of things that we had to kind of check off before we started a song, started recording it, and, you know, we did a few songs that didn't make it on the CD, but I think the final selection, you know, pretty much came close to what we had in mind.
No, I mean, the selection of songs, I mean, again, going back to the original concept of the CD, really do make sense. Quite poignant and quite sad in some places, mm-hmm. I suppose. I mean, Send Her My Love, I mean, that in particular was, you know, obviously, again, going back to the story, it's somebody who's stranded and on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But wow, it's taken 6 months really to come up with this sort of finite playlist. I mean, again, is the running order of the tracks, was that something which you took a long time to sort of figure out? I mean, once you'd sort of nailed down the songs that you were interested in recording, you'd chosen the selected tracks. I mean, were you specific in the way that they were, you know, listed one after the other?
Yes, because we wanted to kind of introduce the whole situation with Don't Let Go of the Code, and just a brief history on that song. It's about Pete Townshend, who was thrown out of a religious organization for misbehaving, let's say.
Okay.
And what that song is about is that it's someone in a situation where they know that there's no way they can get out of it. There's no way that they can get out of it. And so this space traveler is on this planet, and he knows that he cannot, there's no way he's going to get off the planet. So he misses Earth, he misses his wife, he misses, you know, what his life was before. So we introduce the CD and the situation with that song, and then run through a number of songs, as you said, Send Her My Love, and there's two songs by Jars of Clay on there, and they're a Christian band from the U.S., and it's not really by no means is it a Christian album, but it is a spiritual album, so that's why those songs. And then his situation kind of gets worse and worse and worse as the CD goes along, until you finally get to the second to last song, Flight, which is an instrumental by a band from the 70s called Dream Patrol, and where he literally, and at the show, it musically, we're doing it hopefully in the music, but also in the booklet, where he climbs a cliff and tries to fly back to his wife.
That's right. Yeah. I'm remembering the story.
Doesn't make it, and so once again, we're kind of trying to construct a soundtrack to the images in that booklet, and so as the images were lined up, so were the songs.
Wow, that's really, it's great hearing it coming from yourself, but that really does, put a bit more depth on it as well. No, I mean, again, it's a great album. It's fantastic stuff indeed. I mean, is this, would you consider this to be a one-off sort of project, or is it something you'd like to revisit again?
Well, we're going to do something again, for sure. We're not quite sure what format we're going to do. I mean, a lot of people who like the CD, they want us to do another CD like this, you know, where we would have a booklet and we would tell the story through cover versions of songs and so on and so forth. And we have kind of laid down just like preliminary plans for that.
Mm-hmm.
We've also just finished a song for a compilation of the Flower Kings that is coming out, I think, about mid-year. They're putting together Musea, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, is putting together a 4-CD set of Flower Kings cover songs, and we did the song Church of Your Heart. And then it's just a question of, you know, when our schedules will allow us all to kind of get, you know, back in a room together and figure out exactly what we want to do. Do we want to do we want to do another similar thing, or do we want to just go and do a bunch of original songs? Or, you know, we're not sure yet, but sometime towards the summer of this year, I hope we're going to be able to kind of figure out what we're going to do next and hopefully do it.
No, fantastic. I mean, that would be really, really exciting stuff. I mean, again, going back to something you just said there, Mac, I mean, some of the reviews online, when I looked up the CD, just to see, you know, listeners' impressions and so forth, is nothing but positive. I mean, it really is. Everybody's extremely excited about it, understandably so. Again, going back, I mean, I know it's something we both mentioned, but just having that, I'm so glad that Voiceprint, well, Gonzo now, they, as they're known as, insisted on the story that accompanies it. It really does set it off. But no, that's exciting to hear. So, Church of Your Heart by the Flower Kings. I wasn't aware of the compilation CD that's coming out. So that's when's that due for release? Do you know?
I think it's sometime the middle of this year. I know some of the guys who work for Colossus magazine in Finland.
Yes.
They put these compilations together, and they asked us just kind of out of the blue, do you want to be, you know, on it? So we said, sure, why not? And the Flower Kings, I know they're huge over in Europe, but they're not so well-known in the United States. And, you know, we had heard some of their songs, but, you know, not a lot of them. So they said, just pick whatever song you want. And I went on iTunes and I listened to lots and lots of Flower Kings songs, and I was trying to come up with one that, you know, would fit what our sound is, picked Church of Your Heart. And then when I told them we were going to do that, they told us, everyone wanted to do that, but they thought it would be too difficult. So we
really?
It seems to be everyone's Flower Kings favorite song, but also the one that they thought would be too difficult to do. So we just did the same thing. We just kind of blew it up and put it back together, and everyone plays on it, and it comes out, it's radically different from the Flower Kings version, but everyone seems to like it so far, we're hoping that means that we did an okay job on it.
And is it the same musicians that were involved in Sky Club?
Yes.
Wow,
everyone's involved.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's really interesting to hear. Yeah, no, I've had, I'd say lots, but certainly a few of the music stroke Colossus CDs. They do tend to occasionally put out these 3, 4, even 4 CD compilations of albums by various artists and topics and things. Wow, that's exciting stuff. Well, Mac, listen, it's been a real pleasure talking to you. Fantastic stuff. As we all know, Sky Club is readily available now. But like you say, the story itself, is that on your website? Is that on MacMaloney.com, I think?
MacMaloney.com, right. Everything about the CD is there. You can go in and read the story and hear the music. And there's a lot of information there about how we put the album together and, you know, what kind of instruments we used in the studio. And there's a lot of kind of behind-the-scenes stories about the recording of the CD. So even though someone described it as a sad story with a happy ending, you know, we really had a lot of fun making it. It was really a lot of laughs doing it. So and the story about how we did it is all there on the website.
Fantastic news. Okay, again, wonderful to speak to you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Well, same here.
And I hope to speak to you very, very soon.
Okay, we will, I'm sure.
Okay, cheers.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.